This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh, I want to give you the news, but I don't like the news. I don't like some of the news. I don't like it. You know, why can't I tell you some stuff that I do like? Man, no, you know, poor Tom, I haven't got to talk to Tom this morning because, you know, I'm reading through all this, you know, these stories. I don't like it. I don't like what I'm reading at all. Well, yeah, we can start with this one. This is kind of easy for us to digest. Remember I was, talking about how I thought McDonald's was brilliant for, you know, passing out these little pedometers, these little Step It fitness trackers? I thought that was way cool. In fact, I wanted to run as soon as I could to a McDonald's so I could get one of these fitness trackers for myself because I don't really want to spend a couple hundred dollars at Best Buy. So I'm like, why don't I just go get a Happy Meal fitness tracker? Well, I look like an idiot. Apparently, McDonald's is pulling the fitness trackers from their Happy Meals because people are reporting rashes. The Step It activity band came in 6 real cool-looking colors. And it's strapped on like a watch. And it was part of a promotional campaign to get kids moving again. The device counted steps and blinked according to how quickly or slowly the person wearing the device is moving. The activity trackers, which were available in all U.S. and Canadian stores, are now no longer going to be offered in the Happy Meals. Now, the reason why everybody was making fun of them is because the kids wanted toys. The kids didn't want this. I did. I think it's... I buy Happy Meals for myself sometimes. Like, look, I want to cut my calories, but I really want to eat some McDonald's. So I'll get a little baby Happy Meal. And it's so funny because the fries now, if you look at the fries, it's just a little... They're a little tiny baby, little baby, little baby. So cute. You know, and then you get little apples or you get a little yogurt stick. And you get... You know, it's like a little Happy Meal. You're so happy. You get a little thing. You get a little box. And I'm running to work with a little Happy Meal. Like, really... You know, you are a little bit older than 12. Like, not by much. So, anyway, okay, so the activity trackers were available, and they've taken the swift and voluntary step because there were limited reports of potential skin irritations. Hickey said the company is investigating the issue. Yeah, it's hot. It's hot outside, and when you have a cheap plastic on your wrist, you're going to react. Some questioned what a fitness tracker and fast food have in common. The band was aligned with McDonald's move to push back critics who say the business provides junk food to kids, according to Michelle Greenwald, Columbia Business School professor. She says, in marketing today, you need to surprise people and jar them in order to reframe their thinking. I thought it was a great idea, guys. I thought it was good. I still do. It's just, you know, don't be passing out cheap plastic, though. I was wondering how they were affording to do this. You know, I mean, you know, if the average fitness tracker is pretty expensive, how do you make a cheap fitness tracker, you know, that lasts 2 days? Still going to cost something. They say in 2011, McDonald's began offering choice between fruit or the Go-Gurt, which is yogurt. Hey, get that Go-Gurt. Go-Gurt, I've had it. It's actually not that bad. As long as it's refrigerated properly, it's like this big, long, it's kind of like this squishy, it's not like toothpaste because it's in a very softer package, but you rip open the package and you could squeeze the yogurt into the mouth. It's really cool. At the same time, McDonald's cut the french fry portion size in their kids' meal by more than half. They are. They're really, really tiny. And so, look, I say, well done. I say, they did a good job, you know, trying, give them some, you know, cut them some slack for that.
1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What are we going to talk about today? Well, apparently calcium supplements are back in the medical news, and boy, do they get a bad rap. Remember, calcium supplements have been linked to kidney stones. It was even linked to heart attack. There was one study saying calcium supplements linked to quote-unquote early death. Well, now we're being told that calcium supplements are tied to higher dementia risk. So, I don't know what's in store for the future of calcium supplements. Uber has two stories on opposite ends of the spectrum. One is, we have a case of an Uber driver accused of raping a passenger in Atlanta. We're also going to talk about how Uber is now planning to deploy self-driving cars in Pittsburgh. Self-driving Ubers. I mean, that's good because if, you know, just in case, you know, this rape case is true, but we're going to talk about that. If you get a stroke, don't be anemic when you have that stroke because you'll have a less chance of living. There's a report out that baby boomers are now drinking themselves into an early grave. Why? Because they're lonely. Baby boomers are now considered lonely. And I could see why. I mean, like, you know, my mom, I love my mom, but I don't really talk to her that much. You know, in fact, I kind of really avoid her. I really do. And then sitting too long increases the risk of heart disease and diabetes, but your exercise may not reverse it. So as you can see, we got a very busy day in the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really quickly, in Rio news, we talked about the Ryan Lochte alleged robbery. I'm not sure what the heck is going on with that. Apparently, when Ryan Lochte and three of his U.S. swimmers were supposedly going out and drinking and having fun and clubbing, they said that their taxi got pulled over, and by armed gunmen, they had to get on the ground. Again, I don't know how they got out of the car or what the situation was around that. They had to get on the car, get on the ground. He refused, so they put a gun to his head that was cocked and ready to go. So he had to get on the ground. They robbed them. And then they didn't want to tell the Olympics committee because they didn't want to get in trouble. So we all kind of scratched our head on that one. We were like, okay, well, Ryan Lochte has made it safe back to the United States, but the other swimmers are still, I don't know if stuck is the best word to say it. Their passports have been seized, and they are not allowed to leave Brazil until authorities continue to question them. And now we're being told that it was fabricated, that the story of the robbery was fabricated because there was some fight or some damage to a gas station. And when the police came, they had to pay in cash the damages for what happened at the gas station. And then they went back. After that, they went back to their Olympic apartment. So we don't know what the heck is going on. But we have a British TV presenter who is currently in a coma because she contracted malaria on her way to the Olympics. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable health care that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain health care costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now.
In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So here we have a woman in Atlanta who says her Uber driver sexually assaulted her after picking her up Saturday morning. Atlanta police are investigating the Uber driver in question after the victim reported that she was sexually assaulted and then left on the street after being picked up after a night out on Saturday. The 20-year-old woman said she partied with her friends and got into the Uber she ordered. But instead of going home, she said she was taken to a park and raped. Police said the victim tried to fight back but couldn't overcome her alleged attacker. She said, "I was trying to pull the lock up, get the door open, but I couldn't get it fast enough." The victim told the news station she remembers feeling numb while calling 911. An Uber spokesman told consumers that they're investigating the matter and working with police, but don't have more information at the moment. Last week, a Charleston Uber driver was accused of kidnapping and raping a passenger who alleged that he had demanded sexual favors as payment for her trip. A few days later, an Uber driver in Boston was arrested after a 16-year-old accused him of raping her earlier this summer. The week before that, apparently, according to TheConsumers.com, they reported a story of an Uber driver in Dallas accused of following a female passenger into her home and sexually assaulting her. After he used a bogus expired city permit to apply for his job with the ride-sharing service. In that case, Uber admitted that it failed to follow a procedure in hiring the driver. So, you know, when... Uber is a company that has definitely been a trendsetter in terms of, you know, rather than paying the exorbitant, inconsistent prices that many taxi companies offer, Uber has given employment to now thousands of people who were unemployed that were able to drive for a living for a job. And it has definitely been a product of the Great Recession, which I think was a mini depression, at least. You know, we've all been amazed at how that business has blossomed. But when we first heard about these sorts of services, I think the first thing we all thought about is, well, how do you know you're getting into the car with somebody safe? Now, mind you, you know, thousands upon thousands of these Uber, transports are being done each day. So obviously the majority is safe, but we don't want one rape. Okay. We don't want one kidnapping. And if these cases are really happening and these cases are true, then it's going to cause a widespread scare and nobody's going to want to get into an Uber car. I have never done an Uber ride. I've tried though. I was in New York, and I guess they wouldn't come to the area I was. I was like in Midtown, or maybe I'm not sure what happened. It just didn't. For some reason, it didn't work. I think I also had to go to Long Island, and there was not an Uber that wanted to take me from Manhattan to Long Island. Big surprise there. Neither did the taxi cabs. They didn't want to either. Thank God for car services, because you could get stuck. So I've never had a chance to do Uber. And, I mean, I hear it. Sorry about that. My nose is running. Oh, I got to blow my nose. Well, I'll do that when you don't have to listen to it. I've never had that opportunity. But, I mean, I've got into taxis. I've got into car services. It's one thing to feel safe. That's another thing to worry that they're going to drive you wherever they could drive you. I mean, you're a victim. You are getting into the back of a car, and you are at their mercy. And so I'm not sure, what's going to happen with this particular case. When I first heard the story of the rape, it sounded like it happened in the car. And then he drove her and dropped her off at an undisclosed location. And, you know, she had to call 911. We assume that just because it's a big company, that it's safe. And we have to understand that there's rogue people. We have to understand that there's some real bad people out there. And we also have to understand that predators know how to hide and know how to integrate and know how to blend into society. You know, we see these people cause mass murders and we look at them and go, gosh, they're crazy. They had to have stood out. You know, there's these people that just stand out. But then you have the sex offenders, and many of these sex offenders or these child sex offenders, they know how to blend. They know how to stalk. They know how to, take a job and work, and they could spend years planning their attack. And so I'm not surprised if there's Uber drivers that are rapists. I'm not surprised that there is any. That there's, you know, professions of anybody. That, I mean, I just think, you know, human nature has that, that ability, that tendency to be able to hide and, be covert. And so I'm concerned about that. And I don't know how Uber screens for that. You know, I don't know. Now, obviously, the expired license was a big cluster. But in the meantime, Uber seems to be on the company as a whole doing well, because for the first time, they are going to be allowing users to hail self-driving cars. And the self-driving car launch is definitely putting them on the map as, you know, being one of the more, you know, futuristic companies here. Uber said this launch is going to take place in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. They are teaming up with Volvo. The vehicles will originally be supervised by a driver who can take control if necessary and an observer. The firm first revealed plans to replace human drivers 2 years ago. This is being reported by BBC.com. They say more than 1 million people drive vehicles linked to its app, but are not directly employed by the company. A spokeswoman for the firm told the BBC that starting later this month, Uber will allow customers in downtown Pittsburgh to summon self-driving cars from their phones, crossing an important milestone, obviously, that we have not seen from any other automotive or technology company yet. In Pittsburgh, they say customers will request cars the normal way via the Uber app, and then they're going to be paired with a driverless car at random. Trips will be free for the time being, rather than the standard local rate of $1.30 per mile. She added that Volvo has already sent a small number of sensor-equipped XC90 sports utility vehicles to Uber, which could be used in the clinical trials. The car maker intends to have delivered 100 such cars to its partner by the end of the year. I am really scared by this. Uber had previously used modified Ford Fusions. Now, Volvo has confirmed that it's taking part in this joint project. Both Uber and Volvo will use the same base vehicle for the next stage of their own autonomous car strategies. This will involve Uber adding its own self-developed autonomous driving systems to the Volvo base vehicle. Engineers from both companies are going to collaborate on the product or the project. And this alliance, according to Håkan Samuelsson, president and chief executive of Volvo, said this alliance places Volvo at the heart of the current technological revolution in the automotive industry. So the Bloomberg story notes that Volvo deal will not be an exclusive one and that Uber does plan to work with other car makers. So would you get into a self-driving car? Me, no. No way. No way. See, I'm not worried about so much another car coming into my path. I'm worried about a little kid who drops her, let's say, McDonald's toy, and she needs to quickly run and get that. And she's so little and she's so tiny that the car that's used to sensing other cars doesn't sense the little girl, you know, fishing around in the gutter and then accidentally tripping, falling back into the lane. I don't know if I mean, what is the car looking for? And we've talked about how that one Google, was it a Google car that ran and slammed into a I guess somebody died. This was the second time he was in an accident in one of these driverless cars. He was watching a Harry Potter movie. I'm not sure what happened with that. But apparently he hit a truck, and the reason why is the truck was white. And I guess the Google sensors don't pick up on that. And the truck's like, you know, the car wasn't stopping.
You cannot predict, you know, I know cars have predictable patterns, which is why many of us drive without paying attention. Doesn't that blow your mind? You're sitting there driving and you're just, you know, I mean, you could be thinking about something the whole drive home and not even remember your drive. You could drive so automatic. That frightens me. That frightens the hell out of me. And so I think that's one of the concepts where, you know, they can predict cars, they can predict the other car's speed, they could, understand angles, but that, you know, what about the person that throws something out of their car window? I told you guys how I was driving home from my ER shift, and I was on the I-95 in Las Vegas, and I'm in the left lane just minding my own business, doing great, and a car two lanes to the right of me, it was a truck, and maybe a couple car lengths ahead, had something in the flatbed that fell out. So the car behind that truck in the far right lane swerved to miss what was falling out of the truck. And it did a tailspin and landed in my lane. Right, and I had barely a millisecond to move to not hit that car. Now, will these Google self-driving cars be, you know, ready and prepared to handle that? I don't think so. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, boy, the Southern California wildfire, as Fox News puts it, is ferocious. It has swallowed up so many homes, and it has spread across now 49 square miles of mountain and desert east of Los Angeles. We still don't know the count of how many homes. Firefighters have been faced with this difficult task of trying to figure out the damage while they're still trying to battle the blaze. Now, the the blaze is very unruly because it's hot, it's dry. I think humidity is in the single digits. The temperatures are in the triple digits. We got a lot of wind. A lot of evacuees are in limbo. They're forced to spend the night. They have no idea if their home is okay or not. A Sean Brady was interviewed. He had been told by a neighbor that the flames had raged down their street, but he is waiting for official word. He says, what I've been told is that flames are currently ripping through my house, according to Brady, a dock worker who lives on the outskirts of the evacuated town of Wrightwood with his mother, sister, and dog. He says, I'm trying to remain optimistic. It's not knowing that's the worst. San Bernardino County fire officials can only confirm that dozens of structures have burned and that big numbers are likely. According to Fire Chief Mark Hartwig, he says there will be a lot of families that will come home to nothing, he said. It's devastating. It hit hard. It hit fast. It hit with an intensity that we hadn't seen before. Firefighters had at least established a foothold of control of the blaze. Apparently, it broke out near the Cajon Pass, Interstate 15, which is the main artery from Las Vegas. From basically, it's one of the main, you know, southwest arteries to L.A., in San Diego in Southern California. The fire was 4% contained as of this morning. Now, as of yesterday, California Highway Patrol did reopen I-15 last night, and the southbound side, though, however, still remained closed. Reopening the southbound side will depend on the repair of the guardrails. They said those assessing the damage are also looking for dead and injured, but thus far, thank God, no one has been reported yet. Right now, we have cadaver dogs searching the ruins for anyone who has been overrun by flames. So, I mean, the drought's been going on for what now, 5 years? And so they say it's kind of turned into a cinder box, tinderbox. And so 8 fires currently burning through Shasta County in the far north to Camp Pendleton to just north of San Diego. And it's right now they're saying a fleet of 10 air tankers, 15 helicopters, and an army of 1,500 firefighters took on the blaze. And I guess the fire near San Francisco is starting to fade. That was a 6-square-mile blaze, 55% contained after destroying at least 268 structures, including 175 homes and 8 businesses. And I think it's going to get worse. I mean, I live in, you know, the southern United States. I live in Las Vegas, and, you know, you just see the devastation from the lack of rain, and you see the kind of the countryside going into the San Bernardino, et cetera. It used to be very, very green, and now it's very, very brown, and it's sad. It is, you know. Meanwhile, in Louisiana, we have the devastating floods, and oh my gosh, you're having people wake up to, you know, inches and inches of water. People dying and then the receding as the floodwaters recede, all the damage with that. It's heartbreaking. Our hearts and prayers send out to any of the victims. Many of us remember Jan Brady, who was famous for her Marsha. Well, I think she was about, 15 years old when she bought a house in Malibu. And I guess now it's location. According to published reports, this is Chicago CBS Local, Eve Plum, who played the middle child in the 70s show The Brady Bunch, and I think she was also in Grease Live. I think she played the cool teacher in automotive. She sold her Malibu, California beach home for $3.9 million. She had bought this home in the 1960s with the help of her family for about $55,000. Now, $55,000 back then would have been, equitable to $360,000 in today's dollars. So she bought it for what we would have seen about $360,000, and now she's selling it for $3.9 million. According to the realtor, the 5-room, 2-bedroom home was actually being pitched as a teardown. The current 600-square-foot structure sits on 9,000 square feet of land. 600 square feet, and they made a 2-bedroom. Oh, I see. I thought it was a 5-bedroom, a 2-bedroom, 5-room house. Her parents lived in the home for years, transferred it to Plum after their death. So, real estate genius. That's, oh gosh. If any of us could have bought in California and then kept that house, wow. Oh, well done. Well done. A British TV presenter is now in a coma after contracting malaria on the way to Rio. She said after traveling 3,000 miles on a charity cycling ride from London, a British TV sports presenter fell ill in Brazil just days after watching the Olympic opening ceremony. Charlie Webster, 33 years old, being reported by Fox News, had worked for Sky and ITV, is now in a coma and on life support after contracting a very rare strain of malaria. She appeared to be in good health when she arrived in Brazil on August 4th, but she had been on the road for 6 weeks. On August 5th, she was admitted to the hospital, and doctors initially thought she was dehydrated because she had done the six-week ride to Rio Challenge. Then they realized she was suffering from a severe complication caused by a bacterial infection, although malaria is a parasite. The ride to Rio Challenge involves cycling from London to Portsmouth in the south coast, then flying to France, where participants cycled 1,200 miles to Lisbon. The team then flew to Recife in northeast Brazil and then cycled the final 1,600 miles to Rio de Janeiro. So right now her family is with her. So did she actually contract something in Brazil? Hard to say if it was only a day into, but if she was cycling on her way to Brazil, South America, absolutely she could have picked something up. Very scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, none of us want to get a stroke. And there's been a lot of debate as to how somebody lives through a stroke to, you know, who live and who'll die. Well, they're saying some older adults with anemia may actually fare worse after a stroke. And they found that you have an increase of twice the risk of dying if you have anemia at the time of you having a stroke. So what's anemia? Anemia is where you have an issue with your blood cells. Okay? The most common type of anemia is like an iron deficiency anemia, where you don't have enough iron or you've lost a lot of blood, and so you have a lack of enough red blood cells or the proteins in the red blood cells to carry oxygen, hence hemoglobin. But there's other anemia where you could have a megaloblastic anemia, you could have a sickle cell anemia, where you have just blood cells that aren't normal size and aren't able to do what they need to do. So that's an anemia. Researchers analyzed data of almost 30,000 stroke patients, and they found anemia associated with almost twice the risk of dying in the first year after an ischemic stroke. Now, the ischemic stroke is the most common type. That's a clot. It basically obstructs a blood vessel. In the first year after a hemorrhagic stroke, and the hemorrhagic stroke is where you pop a blood vessel and it bleeds, it's rarer, but they said anemia was associated with a 50% greater risk of dying. So, obviously, if you're anemic, you're carrying less oxygen. If you're carrying less oxygen, you're going to look pale. You're going to be more tired. And how are you going to distribute, enough blood and oxygen to the tissues in the brain that are affected by the stroke? So, it makes perfect sense. To assess the role of anemia and the stroke odds, Dr. Fio Mint of the University of Aberdeen in Scotland and colleagues first examined data on about 8,000 elderly patients hospitalized after a stroke. On average, the patients were about 77 years old. When they were admitted to the hospital, one in four of them had anemia over the next year. Patients who had anemia at admission had worse survival odds for either type of stroke. So, now, if you have higher than normal hemoglobin levels, like polycythemia, you also had a poor outcome, and you also had worse survival odds. So it sounds like things need to be just right. You know, everybody, I remember when I was growing up, it was all about how's your blood count. Are you anemic? Are you anemic? I remember in the 70s, it was all about are they anemic? There was just so much talk about anemia. And I was actually anemic for a period of time. And it was always a sign of poor health. And so I think blood counts are very important, and I don't think these mild anemias should be blown off. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com. checkingaccount.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. The blood shortage crisis, as you know, blood banks are reporting very low critical supplies. So we have created a National Blood Donation Week, September 4th through September 10th, with Blood Donation Day, September 10th. We've had governors throughout the country, Connecticut, Vermont, Rhode Island, Indiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Michigan, declaring state blood donation days. And if you want to help, please visit my website at drdahlia.com to either host a drive or to donate blood. Go to drdahlia.com and find National Blood Donation Day. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. So imagine what a whole country could do. This is amazing, absolutely amazing. Okay, calcium supplements have been getting a bad rap. Okay, we've been talking about how calcium supplements have been linked to death. It's been linked to heart disease. It's been linked to kidney stones. And, you know, it stinks because I still put patients on calcium. I still tell them, look, take your calcium. Because if you don't get enough calcium nutritional-wise, how do you protect your bones? And, you know, many people, they've been using their calcium supplements. And even though the calcium supplements won't build the bone back up, it'll help slow down the progression of osteoporosis if low calcium is a problem. So there is an indication for it. There is. But now we have a study saying calcium supplements may raise older women's risk of dementia. Now, the study does not prove cause and effect, but right now they're saying that the heightened dementia risk appears to be limited if you've had a stroke or if you suffer from other disorders that affect blood flow to the brain. So that could be if you have high cholesterol, maybe, diabetes. Our study is the first to show a relationship between calcium supplementation and increased risk for dementia in older women. The findings from this observational study, again, do not prove that calcium supplements directly cause dementia. This is Dr. Silke Kern of the University of Gothenburg in Sweden. Even for women who have had a stroke, they say it's too soon to say for sure whether it makes sense for them to avoid calcium supplements. They say millions of women take calcium supplements to strengthen bones made brittle by osteoporosis, which obviously is a disorder where you start to have thin bones. And for the current study, they looked at 700 women between the ages of 70 and 92 who did not have dementia. At the start of the study, and then again 5 years later, women did a variety of psychiatric and cognitive tests, including assessments of memory and reasoning skills. A subset of about 450 women also got brain scans. When the study began, 98 women were taking calcium supplements, and 54 participants had already experienced a stroke. During the study, 54 more women had strokes, and 59 women developed dementia. Among the women who had brain scans, 71% had so-called white matter lesions, which are signs of mini-strokes, and the other disorders that affect blood flow to the brain. Overall, women who took calcium supplements were twice as likely to develop dementia as their peers who didn't. They said, though, the increased risk appeared limited to people who had a stroke or other existing signs of cerebral vascular disease. So, if you had a stroke, your dementia risk was almost seven times higher if you were on calcium supplements. Okay, so what the hell is going on? Let me finish with this, though. Among women without a stroke history or white matter lesions, didn't seem to be any dementia risk associated with the calcium supplements. So it's a small sample size. Obviously, the study has limitations. But what is going on here? Now, on one end, okay, you know, the first thing I think about is what's in the substrate of these calcium supplements. You know, why do we consistently get these reports that when you take calcium supplements, it's messing with the heart, it's messing with the kidneys, it's messing with the brain? So you wonder if the powder, okay, could be affecting the body. Okay, that to me makes sense. But we also have to stop with a study like this and go, well, wait a second. If a woman is at risk for osteoporosis and she has low bone mass, okay, maybe she isn't the most athletically active. Maybe she didn't have good estrogen, circulating estrogen levels. And remember, being active, physically active, and good estrogen levels protect the heart. So, you know, this could just be very coincidental. My problem with this is I'm getting sick and tired of hearing about calcium supplements being bad for you. And when is somebody going to take a look at the chalky substrate that a lot of these calcium supplements are? I mean, like, I love Tums. You know, if I have some antacid, I could take Tums. I could get my calcium. I'm a happy girl. But is there something wrong with that chalky substance being in your body? You know, calcium carbonate versus calcium citrate. Maybe they need to do a study if calcium citrate is better tolerated and doesn't seem to have the same effect. But remember, they keep saying calcium supplements. Another thing that all these articles or all these studies keep reminding us is it's not increasing your calcium by dietary means. So you taking in more milk or cottage cheese or broccoli or, you know, getting more sun, vitamin D, those don't seem to have the same effect, obviously. But it's the calcium supplements. So, you know, when is somebody actually looking at these tablets and finding out what is going on with these tablets? And I'm also, you know, very interested to see if the tablets are very similar to vitamin C tablets. I don't know. I don't know much about the pharmacology of how they make these tablets. But, you know, vitamin C, I love them. They're very tasty. They taste like orange. They're yummy, they're chewable, they taste like candy, vitamin C supplements, I love them. But there's been risk with vitamin C supplements, especially with kidney stones. Why? I mean, what is a kidney stone? Well, a kidney stone is a calcification or another sort of formation of crystals based on a chemical component, whether it's uric acid, whether it's calcium oxalate, whether it's urate citrate. So you can make a variety of stones depending on the amount of chemical that is being filtered by the kidneys. So if any of these medications, I mean, I would just say, let's do common sense here. Any medication that can cause a kidney stone, I think should be questioned whether it'll cause some sort of debris affecting other body parts. Because obviously the stone is being made by debris. Now maybe it's a medicinal debris. Maybe it's a very healthy and safe chemical debris. But it's debris. And then if you don't drink enough water and you don't flush it out, it forms a stone. Well, what makes you think that it'll only form a stone in the kidneys and the rest of the body is fine? Well, because the kidneys filter the blood. The blood has to go through the kidneys. So the blood has to go through the brain. The blood has to go through the heart. The blood has to supply the heart. So you think something that affects the kidneys is only going to affect the kidneys? So I am very suspicious, and I would just venture to say anything that could cause a kidney stone could probably cause other problems. I would also like to ask researchers to look at gout. I made a uric acid kidney stone when I was 19. What the hell is a 19-year-old doing making uric acid kidney stones? Well, I was low carb, high, not on purpose, Atkins wasn't around then, but I was low carb. I was high protein because protein kept me full. And I didn't have a lot of money for groceries, and I didn't drink a lot of fluid. So I am more prone to high uric acid. Well, what happens to people with gout? A lot of people with gout, they have high blood pressure, they have diabetes, they have health issues. I'd like to know if there's a relationship between gout and stroke and heart disease, which I think there is. And why? Because maybe it's the sediments of the uric acid. So whatever debris is floating around the body, that needs to be evaluated. Now, one thing they're telling us to evaluate less is thyroid cancer. They're saying thyroid cancer is being overdiagnosed. They say in the next year, more than 60,000 American adults will be diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and the overdiagnosis and unnecessary interventions are on the rise. Well, how do you overdiagnose a cancer? If somebody's got cancer, they got cancer. Researchers analyzed data from 12 countries and estimated that more than 470,000 women and 90,000 men may have been overdiagnosed with thyroid cancer. They attributed the overdiagnosis with medical surveillance, CT scanning, MRIs, and they found non-lethal disease that is, you know, and unlikely to cause symptoms or death. They say 70 to 90% of thyroid cancers were incidentally identified. So we're going to talk about this later. You know, when do you just sit and watch thyroid cancer? 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online.
You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.